This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's primary election day is June 2nd, and the deadline for regular voter registration is quickly approaching. To vote in the June primary and then in following elections, people should register to vote now in order to sign up for mail ballots. In order for a voter registration form to be processed in time to vote in the primary election, the voter registration must be received at the county elections office by today, May 7th. Late voter registration opens May 5th and closes at noon on Election Day, but voters must submit their voter registration forms in person. Late voter registration allows a voter to both register and to cast a ballot on the same day at the County Elections Office in the Gallatin County Courthouse on Main Street. Montanans can check their voter registration status at voterportal.mt.gov. On Thursday, May 7th, the Gallatin County Democrats are hosting a primary debate with U.S. Senate and U.S. House candidates in Bozeman, starting at 4:30 p.m. with a reception in the Emerson Ballroom. All are welcome, and food and drinks are provided. The two debates between Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate and U.S. House of Representatives for the Western District, Montana 1, begin at 6 p.m. Both debates will be moderated by former Montana Supreme Court Justice Mike Wheat and journalist Maritza Giorgio. The debates will also be live-streamed and recorded on YouTube. The primary debate evening starts at 4:30 p.m. with the reception. At 6 p.m., the primary debate among Democratic candidates for Montana's Western District 1 congressional candidates begins, featuring all four Democratic primary candidates, Ryan Bussey, Russell Cleveland, Sam Forstag, and Matt Raines. At 7:30 p.m., the U.S. Senate primary election debate begins with five Democratic candidates, Alani Bankhead, Michael Blackwolf, Michael Hummert, Riley Neal, and Christopher Kehoe. After the debates, the Gallatin County Democrats will host a social hour in the Emerson Ballroom. That's a primary debate on Thursday, May 7th, hosted by the Gallatin County Democrats at the Emerson Ballroom in Bozeman, starting at 4:30 p.m. with a reception. The Western District Montana 1 congressional primary debate at 6 p.m., followed at 7:30 p.m. with the primary election Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate, and a post-event social at 9 p.m. All are welcome to attend or to watch the debates on live stream or on YouTube. During a recent routine monitoring flight, biologists snapped an aerial photo of a mother grizzly bear with two cubs. That would be a sight to behold under any circumstance, but this encounter also marks a successful cross-state conservation milestone. Just 2 years ago, the now 6-year-old mother was relocated from northern Montana to the greater Yellowstone ecosystem to help enhance genetic diversity between two of the largest grizzly populations in the continental U.S., and it's clear that she's done just that. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Director Christy Clark said, "This is concrete evidence that Montana and Wyoming are committed to sustaining a recovered population of grizzly bears and is a major success in our continued efforts to ensure genetic diversity in these two recovered populations of bears." The timing of the birth is not a surprise, as adult female grizzlies typically have their first litter around age 5 or 6, but experts weren't certain she would conceive after she covered so much ground following relocation. "We wondered if that energy expenditure might reduce her chances of reproducing," noted researcher Cecily Costello, "but from the photo, she appears to be in great condition." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.